content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. And let's start with this one from Family Circle. The Taskmaster. Stove and oven cleaning, first things first. If your oven floor is home to wayward pieces of burnt chicken stuck on juices from a bubbled over apple pie, or blackened roast vegetables that escape the baking sheet, it's time to deal with it. Who wants that acrid smell every time you preheat? What is self-cleaning anyway? Most modern ovens have a self-cleaning function, according to Chris Thornton, senior manager of product training at Samsung. This may sound like a nice automatic scrubbing, but it's really just your oven heating up to an extreme temperature like 900 degrees, which incinerates any crusty bits. Very cool, but it comes with some rules that need to be taken seriously. Your oven isn't self-cleaning, now what? And we deal with both. Whether you go with a commercial cleaning product or a homemade version, the process is the same. Apply, wait, wipe clean. Two of our favorite store-bought products are Easy Off Fume-Free Oven Cleaner from Target for $4 and Mrs. Meyer's Baking Soda Cream Cleaner for $4 as well on MrsMeyers.com. MrsMeyers.com. For a DIY cleaner, make a paste by combining 3/4 cup baking soda with 1/4 cup water. Foiled again. If you have a gas oven, consider lining the bottom with aluminum foil and changing it out when it gets yucky. Now, they don't say why that doesn't work for electric. Okay, get rid of nitty-gritty. For a self-cleaning oven, read the oven manufacturer's instructions first to learn how to prevent harmful fumes, see how long the cycle will last, and more. Remove pots, pans, grates, and drawers. The super high heat can warp them. Do not use any commercial chemical cleaners in the oven before turning on the self-cleaning function. Stay in the house during the cycle, which can last anywhere from 1 to 5 hours, to ensure that your kitchen is properly ventilated throughout. Obviously, high temperatures can be a fire hazard. Don't touch the oven door during the cleaning. It could burn you. It's that hot. And once the oven has cooled, wipe away any leftover white ash. Cleaning the oven yourself, put on an old T-shirt and grab a folded towel to kneel on. Take out the oven racks and scrub them with a scouring pad. Then let them sit in a solution of dishwashing liquid and water for a few hours or overnight. Your bathtub's a great place to do this. Apply cleaner to the walls, floor, and ceiling of the oven. For commercial cleaners, follow the manufacturer's instructions. If using DIY paste, leave it on overnight. For extra gnarly spots, spray white distilled vinegar on top of the paste and let it sit and work its magic. Remove cleaner with a warm, wet rag. Spray the oven window with an all-purpose cleaner, then scour off any burnt marks with a razor blade scraper. How often? Thornton suggests giving the oven some TLC every 3 to 6 months. To prevent gunk from building up in the meantime, do your best to wipe off drips and spills as they happen. Dealing with the stovetop. For glass, this is the easiest type of cooktop to clean. Use dish soap or an all-purpose cleaner and a sponge. For stubborn spots, let the cleaner soak in for a few minutes, then use a razor blade scraper to gently remove. For gas, most cast iron grates can be put through the dishwasher, which makes life super easy. Just check the manual or the manufacturer's website first. Otherwise, soak in soapy water and remove any stuck-on food and grease with a scouring pad. Wipe down the stovetop with soapy water and a sponge. For electric coils, remove the coils if possible and wipe them clean with a sponge or scouring pad, being careful not to get the electrical connection wet. Next from Good Housekeeping, heart habits support your brain. A recent Harvard study found that certain lifestyle choices extended American women's lives by an astonishing 14 years. These include not smoking, maintaining a healthy weight, exercising, and eating right. Your simple steps are below. First, eat like this. People who follow the Mediterranean diet or come close to it have significantly less heart and Alzheimer's disease and fewer strokes. This may also help with diabetes. What to put on your plate? Fruits and vegetables, especially green leafy ones. Whole grains and nuts. Legumes, chickpeas, beans, peas, and lentils. Salmon and other fish, especially those high in omega-3s, at least twice a week. Healthy fats, particularly olive oil. Wine in moderation. Minimal red meat, processed foods, sugary drinks, and sodium. Move like this. We may call it cardio, but heart-pumping exercise also keeps the brain fit. Numerous studies have shown that exercise makes arteries less stiff. Untreated hardened arteries are a major contributor to heart and brain-damaging high blood pressure. So aim for 150 minutes a week of moderate exercise like brisk walking or recreational swimming. If you step up the intensity, for example, by running, bicycling faster than 10 miles an hour, or on steep terrain, circuit training or playing singles tennis around 75 minutes per week is fine, though more is better. Strength training may also help you keep your blood pressure under control. And chill like this. Daily deep breathing and/or meditation allows the brain and the heart to achieve a relaxation response which is restorative for the entire body. It's very important to self-regulate your blood pressure, says Dave, who takes a few minutes throughout his hectic day to close his eyes and just breathe. One exercise is to count down from 10, breathing in on 10, out on 9, in on 8, and so on, saying each number as you go. Or try meditation. It's been found to lower blood pressure, reduce cardiovascular mortality, and improve diabetes, among other payoffs. If you need help getting started, check out their other article, Best Apps to Calm Body and Mind, which you can find on their website. That was Good Housekeeping. Also from Good Housekeeping, buy or DIY, spa at home. Really de-stress by indulging in one or more of the latest spa-inspired pampering treatments that nurture you from head to toe. First, a calming bath for body. One of the best ways to reduce stress is to surround yourself with a relaxing physical environment, like a warm bath, says George Slavich, Ph.D., a clinical psychologist and director of the Laboratory for Stress Assessment and Research at UCLA. For maximum benefits, add a skin-soothing ingredient such as chamomile or oatmeal to the water before soaking, suggests Elizabeth Tratner, a wellness expert in Miami. The lab picks, pour or sprinkle on a pre-made oatmeal or chamomile-based foam bath such as Dr. Teal's Comfort and Calm Foaming Bath, $5 at Walmart, or salts, or brew a bath with one of the new tub teas like Treats to Traditions Bath Tea, $13 from Home Shopping Network. Their blends of botanicals commonly found in tea that infuse your bath with aromatherapy and skincare properties. If you want to do a DIY tub tea, you need two ingredients, 4 chamomile tea bags, and 1 cup warm water. Steep the tea bags in a container filled with water for 5 minutes. Then use a spoon to push the bags against the side to extract even more chamomile. Pour the tea into a bathtub filled with warm water and mix before entering. Next, softening wrap for hands. Nourish dry, cracked hands by wrapping them in a mask-like treatment similar to one you'd get during a luxe manicure. Ingredients like natural oils and milk are heavy-duty hand healers thanks to high concentrations of fatty acids and anti-inflammatory effects, says Joanna Vargas, celebrity facialist and founder of Joanna Vargas Salons and Skincare Collection. The lab pick on this, slip on a Aveeno Repairing Cica hand mask, $3, available in drugstores, single-use gloves. Those are single-use gloves, Cica, C-I-C-A, infused with a concentrated oat oil and shea butter cream. Just leave them on for 10 minutes, no need to rinse. For a DIY hand treatment, here's what you need: a 1/4 cup of honey, 1/2 cup brown sugar, 1/4 cup milk, 2 tablespoons olive oil. Mix all the ingredients in a bowl. Over the sink, rub onto your hands for 3 minutes, then wash off. How about a soothing scrub for your lips? Like a face scrub for lips, a lip scrub buffs away flakes with an exfoliant, such as sugar crystals, and softens with ingredients like plant oils and honey, explains Indy Lee, founder of the eponymous skincare brand. LabPick, dab a small amount of a lip scrub formula like ChapStick Total Hydration Conditioning Lip Scrub in Sugar Plum, available for $5 at Target, which contains sugar and sunflower oil. So dab that on your damp lips, lightly buff in circular motions, then rinse. For a DIY lip buffer, 1 tablespoon raw cane sugar and 1 tablespoon honey. Pour honey into a small bowl, mix in the sugar until combined. Dab a small amount on lips, damp lips, and lightly rub in with circular motions. Rinse. And to depuff your eyes, deflate bags and revive sleepy skin the way estheticians do during facials with a soothing eye area compress. A lab pick, stick on prepackaged under eye patches, which contain skincare ingredients like cornflower and arnica extract that calm and refresh the area's delicate skin. In the Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab's test, chlorane, K-L-O-R-A-N-E, smoothing and relaxing patches, $24 for 7 pairs at Ulta, instantly soothed and toned skin and improved the look of fine lines by 15%. For a DIY one-step eye refresher, cucumber, which has a high water content, is a natural anti-inflammatory, Vargas explains. On cleansed skin, place cucumber slices over closed eyes for 15 minutes to cool and depuff. And last, that's not the last one. A soothing soak for feet. We're covering a lot of body parts. The average person takes about 5,000 to 10,000 steps per day. Give tired feet TLC with a soothing, softening Epsom salt foot bath. Lab pick, drop a foot soak tablet, think bath bomb for feet, such as Lush's, L-U-S-H, foot soak and fancy free, $8 from Lush.com, into a basin or tub filled with warm water and submerge feet for 10 minutes. The warmth and salts relax muscles while lavender oil makes skin supple. For a DIY foot reviver, pour 2 cups of Epsom salt under warm running water in a basin or tub to dissolve. Mix in a few drops of lavender essential oil, then soak your feet. A nourishing mask for your face? To soften parched skin, feed your face with an avocado-based mask. Avocados rich in proteins, vitamins, and essential fatty acids, says Barbara Close, founder of skincare and spa line Naturopathica. Lab picks, lay a sheet mask like Earth Therapeutics Nourishing Avocado Mask with Avocado Extract, $9 at Kohl's, or Beauty Lab Test Winner Skin Laundry's Hydrating Facial Sheet Mask, $10 at skinlaundry.com, over clean skin. Remove after 15 minutes, then massage in excess serum. For a DIY skin softener, here's what you need: a half of a ripe avocado, 1 egg, 1 tablespoon plain yogurt, 1 teaspoon baking soda, and 1 teaspoon of honey. Combine all ingredients in a blender and process until smooth. Apply a layer onto clean skin, avoiding eyes, and leave on for 5 to 10 minutes. Rinse with warm water. Silkening deep treatment for hair. Oil treatments are a classic fix for straw-like strands, but don't just slather on any oil in your kitchen. Studies show that unlike other natural oils, coconut oil's fatty acids can penetrate the hair shaft, reducing the loss of protein, the building blocks of hair, and preventing damage when used pre- or post-wash. The lab pick, glide a coconut oil-infused treatment mask such as Garnier Fructus Nourishing Treat 1-Minute Hair Mask, $4 from drugstores, through your damp hair, let it soak in for 1 minute, and rinse. A DIY hair hydrator, 2 tablespoons coconut oil, and 1 cup of mashed avocado and 1 banana. Blend the ingredients. Distribute the mixture onto clean, wet hair from roots to ends in the shower, suggests Millie Morales, a celebrity hairstylist in Miami. Leave on for 5 to 10 minutes and rinse thoroughly. And a different thing entirely, the best scent for every room. Get Zen benefits from morning to night by choosing home fragrances based on the spaces they're intended for and the moods they set. In the bedroom, try soothing lavender. Mist your pillow with a relaxing, sleep-promoting lavender aroma. The Beauty Lab pick, Bath & Body Works Sleep Lavender and Vanilla Pillow Mist, $14 from Bath & Body Works stores. In the kitchen, fresh citrus. Hand soap that smells of clean, refreshing citrus is invigorating. Beauty Lab pick, Good Housekeeping Seal Star, Simple Pleasures Lemon Citrus Hand Soap, $6 from Kohl's. In the bathroom, detoxifying eucalyptus. Try a diffuser with mind-clearing spa-like notes, such as eucalyptus. The lab pick, LAFCO, L-A-F-C-O, Rosemary Eucalyptus Reed Diffuser, $115 from LAFCO.com. And last, in the living room, Cozy Amber. Light a candle that radiates a warm, comforting scent like amber and woods. The Beauty Lab pick, Diptyque, I'll spell that, D-I-P-T-Y-Q-U-E, amber candle, $65 from Nordstrom's. Apparently they think we all have some pretty deep pockets. All right, from Good Housekeeping. Shallots. These veggies are a great sub for onions, and we've got a trick for peeling one in seconds. Chop off both ends, then cut the whole shallot in half lengthwise. The peel should come right off. When to swap? Shallots have a more complex and delicate flavor than a standard yellow or red onion. They work especially well in pastas, thanks to their slight garlic note, and in dishes that call for raw onion, like vinaigrettes and salads. The general rule is for one small onion, use 3 shallots. And we have, under etiquette, a tipping cheat sheet. We know it's hard to keep the numbers straight. Diane Gottsman, author of Modern Etiquette for a Better Life and founder of the Protocol School of Texas, offers these general rules so you can't go wrong. 15% to 20% of the fee, dining and beauty. Restaurant servers, bartenders, and anyone who helps you practice self-care, including manicurists, hairstylists, estheticians, massage therapists, and yes, even dog groomers, 15% to 20% of the fee. Services that take 3 minutes or less. If the task is done quickly, a few bucks is okay. This includes bellman, you want a tip per bag, valets, and airport curbside check-in. And that, they recommend $2 to $5. No tip needed. Write a compliment instead. A glowing online review or letter to the company could bring more money than one tip. Do this for flight attendants, instructors, craftsmen like plumbers and electricians, and small business owners like B&B hosts. And last, a health innovation. Could your device save your life? Tech brands are now developing more smart functions that can help keep you safe and healthy, says Sarah Smith, director of the Good Housekeeping Wellness Lab. For instance, Apple's new watch offers fall detection, which can send alerts after an accident, and an FDA-cleared ECG, electrocardiogram, app that captures heart rhythm in a moment when you experience symptoms like a rapid or skipped heartbeat. This info can be sent to your doctor and help you make decisions about your health and well-being. Moving now over to some recipes from Real Simple. We've got some easy dinners. Orange chicken stir fry with rice noodles. Active time and total time, both 30 minutes. This serves 4. You need 8-ounce rice noodles, 3 tablespoon toasted sesame oil divided, 1 red bell pepper cut into 1-inch pieces, 1 red onion sliced, 4-ounce fresh snow peas, trimmed and halved crosswise, or 2 cups. 4 boneless, skinless chicken thighs, about a pound, cut into 1-inch pieces. 1 tablespoon cornstarch, 1/4 cup orange marmalade, 1/4 cup rice vinegar, 3 tablespoons tamari or soy sauce, a half teaspoon kosher salt, half teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, a quarter cup chopped roasted salted peanuts, a quarter cup sliced scallions. Prepare noodles according to package directions and set aside. Heat 2 tablespoons oil in a large skillet over medium-high, add bell pepper and onion, and cook, stirring often until they begin to soften, about 4 minutes. Add snow peas and cook, stirring often, until vegetables are tender, 2 to 3 minutes. Remove from skillet and set aside. Add remaining 1 tablespoon oil to the skillet. Add chicken in a single layer. Cook, turning once, until browned and cooked through, about 8 minutes. Meanwhile, whisk cornstarch and a quarter cup water in a small bowl. Stir in marmalade, vinegar, tamari, salt, and black pepper. Add cornstarch mixture to the chicken. Bring to a boil over medium-high. Cook undisturbed until sauce thickens and chicken is glazed, about 1 minute. Return vegetables to the skillet and toss to coat. Serve the chicken and vegetables over the noodles, topped with peanuts and scallions. Next, farfalle with lemon, shrimp, and kale. Active time and total time, 20 minutes. This serves 4. You need 12-ounce farfalle pasta, those are the little bow ties, 1 pound large shrimp, peeled and deveined, 1 bunch lacinato kale, chopped, which is 5 cups packed, 1/2 cup olive oil, 2 tablespoons lemon zest plus 3 tablespoons fresh juice from 1 lemon, 1 1/4 teaspoons kosher salt plus more for cooking pasta, 3/4 teaspoons freshly ground black pepper, and 1/3 cup chopped, roasted, salted pistachios. Bring a large pot of generously salted water to a boil over high. Add pasta and cook, stirring occasionally until almost al dente, about 8 minutes. Add shrimp and kale and cook undisturbed until shrimp are opaque and kale is tender, 2 to 3 minutes. Drain and transfer mixture to a large bowl. Add oil, lemon zest and juice, salt and pepper, and toss to combine. Top with pistachios. Next, beef and cabbage skillet supper. Active and total time are both 25 minutes, and it serves 4. You need 2 tablespoons canola oil, 1 pound ground beef sirloin, 1 1/2 teaspoons kosher salt, 3/4 teaspoons ground cinnamon, 3/4 teaspoon ground coriander, 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 1 head of green cabbage, cored and chopped, or about 4 cups, 1 white onion, sliced, 1/2 cup golden raisins, 1/4 cup canned tomato puree, 2 tablespoons chopped fresh flat-leaf parsley, and steamed white rice for serving. Heat oil in a large skillet over medium-high. Add beef and cook, breaking up with a spoon, a wooden spoon, until brown, 7 to 8 minutes. Add salt, cinnamon, coriander, and pepper, and cook, stirring often, 30 seconds. Stir in cabbage and onion, cover and cook for 3 minutes. Gently stir in raisins and tomato puree. Cover and cook until cabbage is wilted but not completely soft, about 3 minutes. Remove from heat and top with parsley. Serve over rice. Excuse me. And our last easy dinner, sheet pan, smashed potatoes and broccoli. Active times 25 minutes. Total time is 35. Serves 4. You need 1 1/2 pounds baby Yukon gold potatoes, 5 tablespoons olive oil divided, 8 cups broccoli florets or 1 pound, 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 1 teaspoon kosher salt divided, 4 large eggs, 2 ounces goat cheese crumbled or about 1/2 cup, and 1 tablespoon chopped fresh dill. Preheat broiler to high with rack 8 inches from the heat. Place potatoes and 2 tablespoons water in a microwavable bowl. Cover with plastic wrap. Microwave on high until tender, 7 to 8 minutes. Transfer potatoes to a work surface and let cool for 5 minutes. Gently flatten potatoes with a small bowl. Transfer to a rimmed baking sheet. Drizzle with 2 tablespoons oil, turn to coat, and arrange in an even layer. Broil until light brown, about 6 minutes. Toss broccoli with 2 tablespoons oil and add to baking sheet in an even layer alongside potatoes. Season broccoli and potatoes with pepper and 3/4 teaspoon salt. Return to the oven. Broil, watching carefully, until broccoli is tender and potatoes are golden brown, 10 to 12 minutes. Meanwhile, heat remaining 1 tablespoon oil in a large skillet over medium high. Fry the eggs until whites are set and yolks are still runny, 3 minutes. Serve broccoli and potatoes topped with cheese, eggs, dill, and remaining 1/4 teaspoon salt. Man, these recipes make me hungry. Okay, from Good Housekeeping, we've got Twitter's and Uncle Mike's banana bread. Active time is 15 minutes, total time 1 hour and 20. You need 2 cups mashed very ripe bananas from about 6 bananas, 4 large eggs, 2/3 of a cup of canola oil plus more for the pan, 2 cups all-purpose flour plus more for the pan, 2 cups sugar, 1 3.5-ounce box of vanilla instant pudding mix, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1.5 teaspoons kosher salt, 1 cup unsweetened shredded coconut, 1 3.5-ounce bar of dark chocolate chopped into chunks, and salted butter for serving. Heat oven to 325. In a large bowl, combine the mashed bananas, eggs, and oil. In a separate bowl, combine the flour, sugar, pudding mix, baking soda, and salt. Add the dry ingredients to the wet ingredients and combine well, but gently. I swear this came out differently when I used an aggressive electric mixer. Fold in the coconut and the chocolate chunks. Grease and flour a bundt pan. Pour the batter into the pan. This can also make 2 8x4-inch loaves, but it's so much more moist in 1 bundt pan. Bake until the cake springs back when lightly pressed and a toothpick inserted in the center comes out clean, 60 to 80 minutes. Test it with a toothpick at around 50 minutes. Let it cool slightly in the pan, then use a butter knife to gently release the cake from the sides of the pan and around the inner circle, then flip it onto a plate. Let it cool and cut it into slices. Rewarm them and serve them with salty butter. And this serves 12, it says. And it says, Chrissy adds 1 3.5-ounce box of vanilla instant pudding mix to her banana bread. It gives it a fluffy, moist texture I could never have imagined, she says. From Real Simple, some thoughts, or a thought. Maybe life doesn't get any better than this, or any worse, and what we get is just what we're willing to find. Small wonders where they grow. And that was Barbara Kingsolver from Small Wonder. I think that's a book. I'll spell the last name. Kingsolver. Well, we've run out of time for today's program. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.